www.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's the Friday Night Edition. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the updates. Sign up. We'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Come right to your email box, and it's, of course, totally free at freetalklive.com. We have been on the litigious society, talking about Star Wars, political meanings. We were kind of talking about gun control a few moments ago. We had Maria on the line in Texas. And
yeah, she got a little upset at the end of her phone call because during a conversation, she used the word religiosity. Mm-hmm. And right before we went to break at the end of that segment, I went, religiosity. Now, she got upset by that because she thought I was making fun of her.
It did sound like a jab.
It did. Kind of. No, I didn't have enough time to really get into it because we had 4 seconds left.
Right.
But no, I just think it's a cool-sounding word, that's all.
So she jumped to a conclusion, and she said she took issue. What did she say?
She said that she resents the fact that I was making fun of her for using that word.
And same conclusion I jumped to.
Yeah, and you know what? I resent her for not finding out my motives first.
Well, maybe Maria. Hopefully she wasn't too offended, and she'll call us back.
So right. Would you like to hear Dictionary.com's definition of the word religiosity?
Okay, sure.
It's a noun, exaggerated or affected piety and religious zeal.
Okay. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Al. Speaking of Texas callers, Al in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Yeah, I'd just like to comment a little bit about the last caller. She seemed to state that she was a liberal, but unfortunately, I don't really think she has analyzed her positions because just the very nature of being a liberal means you're going to be against gun control.
You mean for gun control?
I mean, you're going to be for gun control. Yes, excuse me.
Is that the nature of a liberal?
Well, I think that you know, what they basically want is control.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like all government, you know, by their very nature, they want to control people. And the more control they get of people, the happier they are. Because
yeah, but what about five-year-olds taking guns to school? I mean, isn't that something we should put a stop to, Al?
Well, you know, look, I think that, five-year-olds and, I mean, you know, you have state laws. You know, I mean, the children, I mean, you know, firearms under the Constitution, are a right that have been put there to stop the government from getting out of control, basically.
Mm-hmm. So wait, are you saying that there should be state laws against five-year-olds possessing firearms?
Well, no, I think that there should be state laws against, five-year-olds unsupervised possessing firearms. Yes,
that to me sounds like a child abuse. To me,
yeah, personally,
yeah. I think there should be laws against a 5 year old toting around a firearm.
Well, how about like Manwich said, just a law against child abuse? I mean, that would fall under that.
Absolutely. But I think that, you know, the basic issue here, and the basic issue that I wish the first caller would kind of understand, is that government by its very nature is evil. Because it tries to control people. Now, I do believe that it is a necessary evil. But mm-hmm. with all necessary evils, I think those that it needs to be controlled. And the population, the people need to make sure that they keep a thumb on top of government.
We've kind of dropped the ball on that, though, Al.
Yes, I believe we have.
Is there any... Do you ever think that American people have the... I don't know, the will to pick the ball up again and start keeping an eye on their representatives and figuring out what's going on?
No, I don't. I personally don't. You know, I've just seen so many abuses of government that, unfortunately, the people don't even have the least understanding of some of the abuses, the control, the absolute control that the government has taken. And
right.
Unfortunately, our Constitution was written to stop those types of abuses, stop those types of controls. That's why, you know, look, let's be real. The Iraqis are free, and they have guns. And, you know...
The Iraqis are free?
I mean...
They have... Didn't I just hear something today about the military going on some new offensive outside of Baghdad, putting up, like, 600 checkpoints?
Right, but what I mean is, you know, they have the freedom to have firearms.
That before the U.S. Came in there.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And so, you know, so a man with a firearm is definitely going to be kind of difficult to control. And we're trying to control Iraq over there.
Right.
And they have, I mean, you know, to be honest with you, they probably have anarchy over there. I don't know.
Oh, no. If there's a state, there's no anarchy. I mean, that's just the definition of anarchy is without rule. They are definitely being, the United States
well,
is
no,
over there.
No. Some of these places over there, I mean, nobody goes. The state doesn't go. Nobody goes in these areas.
They have chaos in Iraq, but only because the state is there stirring the pot.
Yes, well,
anarchy,
there's
no, it's not anarchy, chaos, whatever. Chaos is not, it doesn't have anything to do with anarchy. Anarchy just simply means without rule. That's all.
Well, there are very, very many places, I believe, over in Iraq right now without rules, just because of the fact.
But the military could roll through there at any old time. I mean,
they can't, not necessarily. Look, these guys are armed.
Okay,
they have RPGs. They have belt-fed PKMs, okay, that can spew out, 8,000-10,000 rounds a minute or whatever.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, so these guys have the firepower to make, look at the military just cannot go wherever it wants to. I mean, let me tell you something.
We're not invincible, that's for sure.
They've already destroyed over 100 Abrams M1A1 tanks.
That's amazing.
I mean, they have, and I'm not talking about damage. I'm talking about completely destroyed. I mean, melted to the ground.
That's amazing.
You mean we can't even salvage the pieces for other vehicles anymore?
Let me tell you something. Who knows how many thousands of Humvees and Bradley fighting vehicles, and now this new Stryker, that's 3.5 million. I mean, they are blowing those things up by the score over there. Okay, because they're an armed populace.
And as far as I'm concerned, they're fighting against an invading force, and so it's going to continue.
At least that's what they see.
That's what they're doing. If the Red Chinese were here in the States, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
All right, then.
Absolutely.
Now, Al, when's this all going to come to a stop? I mean, it's insane. The people here in this country, you already said that you don't think they're going to wake up. What are we going to do about it? Because you don't really want to live like this for the rest of your life, do you?
No, unfortunately... As societies decay, as I think ours is, I think it's quite clear that our society is decaying. I mean, when you look at the absolute manipulation, of our financial markets and how the government the financial statistics that the government spews out, I mean, it's nothing but lies. It's nothing but lies in order to manipulate the people.
The government spews are lies.
They said that inflation is up like 2.9%, and last year home prices went up 15%.
Yeah.
The one largest
that a person makes.
The one largest part of the CPI, it's over 30% of the CPI, homes went up over 15%, and yet they're saying that the inflation is below 3%.
Mm-hmm.
They say that the GDP growth is 3%. And then the stock market goes up, but the GDP growth is nothing but inflation. It's nothing but it's nothing but lies.
What's going to happen, Al? Where is it going to stop?
I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a deterioration. I think
how long we got?
But people aren't seeing it. You and I can see it, Al, but most people aren't seeing it. At what point will the average American be able to figure out that things are deteriorating?
Well,
when there's checkpoints in the streets, will that make them feel safer?
Well, I don't know. I'm really not sure. It's tough to predict that future,
No, absolutely. We're just having an exercise in futility here. We're just playing games and trying to figure out what might happen.
Right. I think that it's going to take the possible path of maybe some type of dictatorship, really.
Mm.
Because people just don't have,
There's a bill in Congress right now, and Al, great call. We appreciate it as always. There is a bill in Congress that is for an amendment, to remove, I think it's the 22nd Amendment, the one about term limits. Kind of a little frightening. Mm. Speaking of dictatorship, more coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Can you imagine George Bush elected for life in America? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free. You take control. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can tune into the show live there. We've got streaming and broadband flavor and not-so-broadband flavor. So everybody who's online, dial-up users, you can listen too at freetalklive.com.
Broadband flavor.
Tasty. Tell me about the Free State Project.
I will tell you all about the Free State Project, because Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. So, where were we going, guys? There was a couple things that you wanted to touch on.
Well, we were talking about, deterioration of our rights. And I was kind of thinking, checkpoints, I don't feel like checkpoints are that far away. here's my point. I just came back from, you know, a 2-week-long honeymoon, and we had to fly, you know, out of the United States into St. Vincent. And the TSA, I was watching them do their jobs. And on the way back from, I think it was in San Juan. I'm not even exactly sure which airport I was in. I must have been in San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a TSA agent. He's a, you know, tall guy, short haircut, as you can imagine, kind of crew cut, 6'3", probably weighing 215. Good sized man. He's belting out orders like a drill sergeant to the
passengers?
Lined up masses.
Wow.
You know, all right, everybody, why don't your shoes off and you lined up and you're going to
go. That's a little weird.
Now, he wasn't quite as bad as you might imagine the guy from the A&E or the History Channel there, Sergeant Slaughter.
Harley Ermey?
Yeah, Harley Ermey.
Harley Ermey. That guy's great.
He's doing work for the History Channel now?
Yeah, he's got his own show in there called Mail Call. It's the history of... You know, people will write in letters asking about the history of various military weapons or military, you know, just military operations and things like that.
Wow.
And real quick, man, before you get back to your point that just reminded me.
Speaking of Arlie Ermey?
Huh? No, not speaking of Arlie Ermey, but speaking of military weapons and the history of them and things of that nature, Al mentioned last segment in his call the Bradley Fighting Vehicle.
Right.
And one of my favorite movies ever is coming out on DVD on Tuesday called The Pentagon Wars.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not seen that movie, you need to watch it. Ian, you need to see this movie.
Really?
It's
Is it a documentary?
No, it's a comedy, but it's based on the history of the Bradley Fighting Vehicle, the real history of the Bradley Fighting Vehicle.
And that's a funny, it's a funny topic?
It definitely can be made into one.
Really?
Just all of the crap that surrounded the 30 years that it took to develop the Bradley Fighting Vehicle into something that actually kind of halfway almost doesn't
right.
do anything it was ever meant to.
So it's kind of it's kind of a movie that delves into the bureaucracy and just the lack of ability of bureaucracy to get anything done.
Yeah, and Cary Elwes and Kelsey Grammer, and
cool.
It's just, it's a good movie, and it comes out on DVD Tuesday, and everyone needs to watch
I'll have
that
to
movie.
Add that to my Netflix list.
It's already in mine.
Nice.
So, at watching these folks line up for this...
So he was literally barking orders at people.
He's, you know, Harley Ermey he wasn't, but he was
right.
definitely...
Harley Ermey?
R, like the letter R,
right.
Lee.
R.
Art Lee. Okay,
yeah.
I don't know the guy's name,
yeah.
honestly. I've heard it said, but I've never seen it written.
R.
You
Lee
know.
Ermey.
Mr. Ermey. Sergeant Ermey. He is not, but, you know, he was definitely... He was like, he was being loud and sort of speaking in the tone of voice of, this would be the best way to expeditiously get everyone through.
Right.
You know, but it's pretty darn close to, you know, do what you're told and shut up.
Do you feel like he was enjoying his job? Was he getting a kick out of doing that?
I didn't feel that way necessarily. I felt like he was a guy who wanted to expedite the system. But at the same time, it efficiency in running the system, I don't consider a particularly good thing. You know, when it comes to the TSA, everybody lined up with their shoes off going on the airplane. You know, they're in an environment that's not theirs. It's not their home. It's their, they're elsewhere. They're going through. They just want to get through. Whatever it takes to get through. They'll stand in this little machine that kind of blows air on them, smells them for drugs and bombs and all that stuff. They'll walk through a metal detector. They'll let somebody pat them down and feel around places they shouldn't be feeling. They'll,
all so they can get to the destination.
All just so they can, and that's me. Like, I'm not saying these people are bad. I did the
you
same
did
thing. Yeah,
well, because you didn't
want
to get thrown in a brig for disobeying orders.
And my wife would have never spoke to me again if I would have...
she was there with you.
Yeah.
Well, it was a honeymoon.
Yeah.
I was flashing back to when you went and visited your dad.
They took separate honeymoons.
She was there for that, too. Yeah, that's great. Separate honeymoons.
Yeah. Good time.
Perhaps I could talk to her about that.
Yeah.
She could go off to the Grenadines and I could go to Vegas.
Judging from the stories I've heard, it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Good thing she doesn't listen.
Anyway, all I'm saying is, see people lined up like this, I can definitely see there's been a big terrorist scare. Terrorists are on American roads with dynamite in their cars. We have to check people. You
all
know?
It would take would be one incident.
Not even an incident. It could just be
an
Amber Alert or whatever.
That's when a kid gets
abducted.
Yeah, that would be an incident, Manwich.
No, just a magenta alert.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. Just some kind of alert. They say, you know, FBI has found reports that such and such has happened, and, you know, we need to stop and check everybody's car and, you know, see their driver's license, their registration, proof of insurance, those kind of things.
Well, yeah, and maybe you're a national ID card. Yeah, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Speaking of airports, last time we heard from Dave in New Hampshire, he was cluing us into what was going to happen up in New Hampshire within the next few weeks. There's actually going to be a Free State Project member who's moved into the state already who's going to be going to Manchester International Airport and attempting to board a plane without showing driver's license. So it's he's definitely going to be. I'm going to say there's going to be some major news coverage on this one. Let's
papers,
go to the phones
please.
To Dave in New Hampshire. Hello.
Papers, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? I actually wasn't calling about that. There
I know. It's just a good segue into you, Dave. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's been moving forward, but nothing really major to report on. That's getting a little bit of news coverage already here locally. But actually, I was calling about something completely different. The I don't know if this has to do with the Free State Project or not, but it seems like libertarian radio has just been on a march for the last few months, maybe more like the last 9 months.
You mean in New Hampshire?
Yeah, in New Hampshire specifically. I mean local libertarian talk radio.
Right.
When I first moved here, there was only one show. It was the Gardner Goldsmith show 5 days a week on the main radio station.
Do you think that's his real name?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. I know him, but I have never known him by any other name.
Got it.
But that's okay. That's one. But it seems like you guys got on two stations in New Hampshire and one station in Massachusetts that reaches New Hampshire.
Yep, that's true.
The Free Talk Live is now running here. And
as
then,
of tomorrow night, that's correct.
Yeah. And then there's a libertarian talk radio host that they just grabbed him in Keene and put him on the air. And that covers much of western New Hampshire. And then there's some socialists that seem to have gotten off the air or been, you know, their broadcast range has been curtailed or whatnot.
Well, I know that you're definitely somebody who has done this in the past, but it's something that everyone who loves freedom and liberty, regardless of the state that they're in, if you hear a libertarian or pro-freedom show on the air on a local radio station, call them and call the management and tell them thank you for putting that show on. And if you don't hear anything like that on your local stations, call them and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. And I'm talking about all libertarian shows.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
So, Dave, as always, man, thanks for checking in. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, not much. I just want to let you know about that.
Well, we're excited. We hope to be on in a few other stations there because we're not covering the entire state of New Hampshire yet, and that's the goal. We want to cover every square inch.
Our goal is to blanket the whole area.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'd like to be on in every square inch of the country, of course.
And we're going to be.
We are working on it, man. No doubt about it.
The truth is marching on.
Well, that is correct. We're going to knock old Michael Savage's bigoted racist self out of place, and we will claim the number one nighttime position. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with another Car Clinic Minute. Oxymorons. You know, the things that just don't seem to go together, like jumbo shrimp or deafening silence. How about new car and service manager? You'll be surprised. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. If thinking of the service manager while inking your new car deal seems like an oxymoron, think again. Though today's cars are certainly more roadworthy than their predecessors, they can still break. In fact, the experts at the LA Auto Show report that automotive repair is a $200 billion business, and one of every 3 cars serviced returns for additional work. So ask your new car salesperson for an introduction to the service manager. It's a small investment with a big payoff at repair time and for maintenance checks. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Whatever's on your mind goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you got a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of
something special you want to tell us about.
800.
Dark and dirty.
800-259-9231. You want to share with us and you just won't share with anybody else? We're here for you. Alright, so you can go to freetalklive.com and you can join the fun on the bulletin board system. 17,000 at least posts on there for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting at freetalklive.com. It is our digital playground, the 24-hour version of the show. You get to actually interact with the Free Talk Live crew as well as all of the listeners, or a good chunk of them.
Except for me, I hate you people, and I'm not talking to you.
You, we need the Radio Monkey playing to come back on there, actually. You haven't been on in a little while, have you?
I haven't been. I've been entirely too busy with work.
I understand.
I don't have a... my computer at home is kind of irritating and not working.
Yeah, they can do that. 800-259-9231. We're talking about the state of security in America. And, man, would you recounting your most recent trip to the airport... you were on a honeymoon with your wife, and you were talking about how this drill sergeant basically was barking at people to take their shoes off, to move things along, expedite the process,
mm-hmm.
and the good little citizens were doing exactly as they were told, and everything went fine. I mean, you didn't actually see any... did you actually see anybody get shaken down, harassed by them?
Well,
by the TSA?
They were... just basically scanning people's stuff and, you know, going through their pockets. And
I mean, beyond the usual, did you actually see any pat-downs or anything like that?
I saw somebody who'd come out of a pat-down. Apparently they'd gotten a little extra attention, as it
right.
were. But I don't know what happened. I mean,
it's probably just one of those random things. They randomly check your ticket. They write an S or I think like two S's on there or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And then they know to single you out and take you aside and give you special treatment.
Oddly, that's never happened to me. You would think that if you...
Well, you're not exactly a frequent flyer or anything like that.
I've been on a few flights.
But you mean as because you're a talk show host?
Yeah.
That's why it would happen?
No, like I'm not just a talk show host, but a libertarian talk show host who speaks out against the government.
Yeah.
You'd think that if they if the government was any good at you know, tracking people and watching them, like what so many people worry about with the Big Brother thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd think they'd have me, but they haven't.
You know, Manwich, I hate to tell you this, but not enough people know who you are. Not saying that Free Talk Live isn't popular, but no, unless you personally, because I'm going to let this secret out on the air, Manwich is not your real name.
That's true.
Right. Unless you walk through the airport with a t-shirt that says, my friends call me Manwich and I hate the government, you
right.
probably are not going to get too much attention for being a host on this show.
That's but probably true.
Not yet, at least. There's now, when we're on 400 radio stations, it might be a little bit
different. There's a photo of me on the site, which makes me a little concerned. Like, I don't like that particularly, mm-hmm. but there is a photo of me on...
Well, that's just because your head is goofy in that picture.
Well, yeah, my head's just goofy.
All right, so getting back into the article from LouRockwell.com, we hardly have had a chance to start, but it ties into what you're talking about, man, which is the situation of security here in this country. In what surely must be... We're talking about Star Wars, actually. And what surely must be one of the fascinating examples of life imitating art, the typical observer of American politics ought to be awestruck by the events unfolding around him on a routine basis. Hardly a day passes now without some new outrage being perpetrated on our republic by those in the halls of power. It's happening with such regularity that one could almost excuse the concerned citizen for simply throwing in the towel and tuning out. And I don't think most people are tuned in the first place.
No,
they don't even realize that this is going on. But occasionally something, because they still have their TV and their cell phones and their internet access.
But like you said, you know, you spoke to somebody who said they'd know if they were living in a police state. They just know.
Mm, apparently not. But occasionally something so egregious occurs that even the most jaded and cynical among us have to stand up and take notice. Just such an event unfolded in the halls of the United States this week in the form of a hearing concerning the FBI's quest for new investigative powers included in the latest version of the Patriot Act. Reuters reports the FBI on Tuesday asked U.S. Congress for sweeping new powers to seize business or private records, ranging from medical information to book purchases, to investigate terrorism without first securing approval from a judge. Valerie Caproni, FBI bureaucrat general counsel, told the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee her agency needed the power to issue what are known as administrative subpoenas.
Administrative subpoenas.
Right. It basically means an executive subpoena because you're completely removing the judicial process.
Doesn't sound constitutional.
Nope. To get information quickly about terrorist plots and activities of foreign agents. In essence, the FBI wants the power to issue administrative subpoenas to execute searches without the annoyance of having to show probable cause.
You know, if they give them this, and, you know, I'm certain they will, they should tack on the rule that they all have to wear brown shirts.
Yeah,
they're going to do that.
And wear some jackboots.
Yeah, they should have to wear jackboots and brown shirts.
I don't know where you buy jackboots. Can you actually go and...
I don't know exactly.
You have to order them from the military catalog or something?
I think any boot that is nice and high. You could substitute like equestrian boots if you had to, or any boot that's nice and
yeah,
high.
Yeah, riding boots. That'd be great.
Equestrian booted thugs.
After this, we're going for a little show jumping.
In essence, the FBI, so they want to be able to just... carte blanche, be able to come on into your house and do whatever they, just take whatever they need to, and they don't even have to ask a judge anymore. No more probable cause necessary, no more need to show some sort of concern or evidence that they need to have this stuff. They can just go and take it. Since the agency carrying out the search is going to be the one issuing the subpoena, one wonders...
it's an administrative subpoena.
Right. One wonders why they even bother with a subpoena at all. Why not just ransack wherever they please and dispense with the fiction altogether? I mean, can anyone envision a circumstance where the FBI would actually refuse to issue a search warrant to itself?
Yeah, I can't imagine that either. Hold on just a second. I went to eBay.com and looked in jackboots. Got 120 items found for jackboots.
Anything worth noting?
B&B Chunky Gordon jackboots, black with beige, and they're $80, 80 pounds.
Yeah. The Republicans who have discarded their previous concerns for the Bill of Rights, like a snake shedding its skin, are the primary supporters of this particular scheme. Committee Chairman Senator Pat Roberts noted that other government agencies already had subpoena power to investigate matters such as child pornography, drug investigations, and medical malpractice. He said it made little sense to deny those same powers to the FBI to investigate terrorism or to keep track of foreign intelligence agents. So, since we've already almost completely destroyed the Fourth Amendment, we might as well just go all the way and let the FBI do this, too.
Might just as well, right?
That's
sure, why not?
Totally crazy.
I'm sure they will use that power responsibly, Ian.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, they're not going to abuse it or anything like that.
No, they're going after terrorists. Of course not. How could that be an abuse?
Exactly.
To protect us.
They're
trying, for security.
They're trying to stop these dangerous, dangerous terrorists that live everywhere in the United States. You know, every third person you see on the street is a terrorist.
I mean, seriously.
If
this is all it takes, if all they have to do is just administrate a subpoena, he's absolutely right. They could just go ahead and ransack whatever they want. If they wanted to come into your neighborhood and search every single house in that neighborhood, they wouldn't have to ask any permission.
Nope, they'd just put a list of administrative subpoenas together and...
What would you do? I mean, seriously, what would you do, Manwich and Torgo, if the FBI knocked on your door at 12 midnight and said, "Manwich, Torgo, open up. We're here to search your house." Based on what? Based on an administrative subpoena. What would you do?
I'd open the door to talk to him, but I wouldn't let him in.
More coming up. What would you do? 800-259-9231. Find out what Torgo would do in that case. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control. What do you think about this FBI situation? I think it's a little frightening.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Friday night edition. You take control. Still got a few moments remaining here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will be able to download our archives completely free. We're not like those other shows that try to charge you $5 or $6 a month just so you can have the pleasure of listening to their program at any moment. You go to freetalklive.com, and there they are, right there on the front page, last 6 days of the show.
And we will pleasure you for free.
Absolutely. We're those kind of guys. 800-259-9231 again at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. You can call them toll-free for more information at 888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit them online at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Talking about the FBI and their new powers that they would like to acquire, they've asked the U.S. Congress to make a few modifications to the new version of the Patriot Act that they're looking at possibly passing at some point this year. And these modifications include the ability, I'm sure there's much, much more that we just haven't heard about yet, but at least one of the things that they want to do is have administrative subpoenaing power. Meaning, if they just want to come on and take your stuff, take your papers, take your effects, your articles, there's no judicial review necessary. No need to show probable cause, reasonable suspicion, or anything like that. They just get to come and hand you their piece of paper that says FBI on it, and you have to hand them whatever it is that they want. So if they came to your house, Torgo, at midnight, right, and knocked on your door and said, Torgo, open up. We've got an administrative subpoena, and we're looking for XYZ. Would you let him in?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
What if they busted down the door?
Well, then I really couldn't stop them from coming in, could I?
Right. I'm just interested to know that.
You're I am a large man, and I can physically block a doorway, but several of them would probably be able to overpower even my hulking girth.
After they busted in the door, they'd bust in you.
Right, exactly.
So if you've got comments on how you would deal with that.
You know, I own a shotgun, but I don't actually have it at my house.
Right.
I moved.
Well, killing FBI agents?
Is it not buried in your backyard with a bunch of gold cougar ants?
No, it's not.
That's where the AK-47 is.
I see.
Killing FBI agents, though, man, which is not going to be a good way to avoid them coming after you in the future.
No, it sure isn't. But I'm just saying that I really couldn't stop them. You know?
Isn't this frightening? This is America. We're supposed to have the Fourth Amendment, the right to be safe in one's belongings, in one's privacy, and not have it unreasonably searched and seized.
Mm-hmm.
How can they do this? You know what? It brings me back to something we've been talking about on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. A really interesting concept, the idea that there's this just bizarro idea, and we've heard it expressed on this show before, that we're not really living underneath the Constitution anymore. Like, we all live as these fictions that the government creates. Like, the government, when you get your birth certificate, basically the idea is it creates a fictional version of you, and you're representing, and it represents you, and they can just do whatever they damn well please to that fictional representation.
What was the moment in time that the people that have called in with this theory, what was the moment in time they said replaced... You know, that something caused this to happen.
I think in the early 20th century. I've just scratched the surface on these ideas. It's interesting.
It's interesting.
Anyway.
It's effectively true.
I'm sure we'll talk more about it in the nights to come. But let's go to Chris in Canada. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
I just had a quick question with the national ID card.
Yeah.
Now, it passed a couple weeks ago, like, unanimously.
100-0, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I mean, I just assume, okay, well, that's just a U.S. thing. But then I heard, oh, no, it's going to, like, the U.S. wants Canada and Mexico to kind of take part and do the same thing, or...
Heard now that the U.S., okay, first of all, the article that I spotted today was that the U.S. is trying to have some sort of similar system as the United Kingdom. Both the United States and the United Kingdom are moving towards a national identification card, and they want, apparently, the chips... or whatever the technology is that's going to be in the cards to be swappable. They want to be able to be able to scan the United Kingdom cards when the UK residents come over here and vice versa.
Oh, okay.
So basically they're talking about an international ID card at this point.
Which is just one step closer to the one world government.
Oh, it is. It totally is. And like you won't be able to even travel state to state without it. That's why I've heard of rumors like that. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but I'm sure that's going to come one day, too. Who knows, right?
Well, they might say that because they claim in the national ID legislation, the real ID legislation, that a state, they claim it's voluntary. They claim the states can opt out. But if they opt out, then that means that they can't participate in any federal program.
Right.
And not that I would want to at all, but that kind of brings me to your point in that if you're on a federal interstate, they might actually be able to do just what you're suggesting. Put up some sort of border check between state borders, between Florida and Georgia and all the other states where the interstates run through.
Wow, scary stuff.
So, yeah, absolutely they could do something like that. It is frightening, Chris, and you're up in Canada, so
yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything similar going on up there?
That's what I've been trying to find out. Like, I mean, I watch a lot of the mainstream news on TV, and, of course, it's just talking. Well, they don't even really talk about the national ID card, but, of course, they don't even talk about Canada, like, whatsoever. And our Canadian news, again, they say nothing about it, so I'm trying to look around the Internet, but I can't find a thing, so I really don't know.
I guess you should be pleased that your politicians are not doing much of anything. I mean, that's the best. That's about all you can ask from your politicians.
But I mean, you know, we are Canada, so I think we got to do as you guys say, kind of thing. So,
yeah, you are in a way the United States biatch.
Screw you. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Chris, if I ever meet you. Apparently, I have to pimp slap you.
Oh, really? Why?
They're just making comments.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate the call as always. And we'll talk to you again. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. If you want to get your call in, now would be the time to do it because one segment remains. This is the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231. Does the FBI having unlimited administrative subpoena power make you feel safer? Anybody feel that way? This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 800-259-9231. The remaining moments of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is free. There's no membership fees, and there's a bunch of fun stuff on there, so go and check it out. We're talking about the FBI and the new powers that they are desiring. They don't have them yet.
Thank goodness.
Just give the Congress a little bit of time, and it's, you know, I mean, they passed the Real ID Act 100-0, so it's quite likely that something like this is going to go through. And basically, what they want to do is be able to give out administrative subpoenas in order to confiscate your property. Your documents. It's supposed to be for documents. But who knows, man? I mean, who knows how far this is going to go?
Sure.
The agent of... Oh, by the way, the bureaucrat that was defending the FBI, she says, she couldn't cite a case where a bomb had exploded because the FBI lacked this power of administrative subpoenas, but that didn't mean one couldn't explode tomorrow.
She's like, now we have never, ever needed to do this, and so far I can't cite a situation where really it was necessary at all. But you know what? What's to say it's not going to happen? And might as well give us carte blanche.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if she could cite 5 situations where it might have been helpful, it still is not justification for overturning the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we have the Bill of Rights, is to protect all of us. Okay, so 5 cars blow up or whatever, at least I still have my right to privacy. That's a lot more important.
But your right to privacy is endangering everyone else by not giving the FBI what they need
to protect
you. The
FBI is endangering everyone else by destroying
rights. Rights are restrictive to the government.
The FBI and the government is endangering everyone, especially by sending our military overseas to kill people. Whether or not she appreciated it, this is the pure, undiluted logic of a Sith Lord. In essence, she continues to discard our constitutional protections here now in the theoretical hope that we can avoid a terrorist attack at some undefined point in the future. We are, in short, to abandon our freedom for the mirage of security. While the advocates for the Empire are obnoxious and tragically predictable, their odiousness is petty compared to the nature of the bill's opponents. If anyone dares to look down upon the defenders of Lucas's Republic as being ineffectual and spineless, I give you the junior senator from West Virginia. This is one of the people who's against, supposedly against, the modifications that the FBI is requesting. Here's what he had to say. Jay Rockefeller from West Virginia said, quote, I'm not aware of any time in which Congress has given directly to the FBI subpoena authority. Is that kind of Yoda speak? I'm not aware of any time in which Congress has given directly to the FBI subpoena authority. That doesn't make it right or wrong. It just needs to be thought about. That's his opposition to this. It just needs to be thought about. I'm not sure if this is right or wrong. We need to think about this, guys. An agent of the executive,
I can tell him it's wrong.
Yeah. An agent of the executive branch paraded into the Senate chamber with a proposal that directly trashes one of the most important protections in our Bill of Rights, and the esteemed legislator's only reply was he can't say if it's right or wrong. With friends like these, liberty hardly needs enemies. In better times, any government official openly agitating for the evisceration of our Constitution would be immediately relieved of his job. After all, are not members of our security forces sworn to protect and defend our freedoms? And how is our system degenerated so badly that those advocating authoritarian policies are outspoken and arrogant, while those supporting our freedom are wishy-washy and pathetic? Well, we're not wishy-washy and pathetic on this particular show. And we're going to be back with more of this fun stuff tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You get the bonus hour. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, join us for the Saturday show, Free Talk Live. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of...